Good morning. This is Derek Haskins, Communications Director for the South Dakota Department of Health. Thanks for joining us for our Monday COVID case update call. I'm joined today by Secretary of Health Kim Mulsom-Risden and Dr. Josh Clayton, State Epidemiologist. Dr. Clayton will provide today's update, and then we will take your questions.
Good morning, everyone. Today we are reporting 25 new cases of COVID-19 in the state. This does include 4 new hospitalizations, 0 new deaths, 21 newly recovered individuals, and 745 new persons who have tested negative for COVID-19. We have no updates for our community impact map, and the new cases by county include 1 in Brown, 1 in Custer, 1 in Davison, 2 in Dewey, 1 in Hansden, 6 in Lake, 1 in Lincoln, 1 in Meade, 4 in Minnehaha, 6 in Pennington, and 1 in Roberts. For our cluster updates, we have no active clusters. We have established the removal from the cluster list, which is when businesses have either 0 active cases in their facility or have fewer than 5 cases in the previous week. And the list of individual businesses that we had on our list have been meeting that for quite some time. So, and the last thing I wanted to provide as far as an update is that we will be moving our cut of the data from 5 p.m. to 1 p.m. every day. This does allow us the opportunity to analyze the data during normal business hours as opposed to after hours, and you'll see that information reflected in today's numbers.
All right, with that, I'm going to unmute our lines, and then we will take we're ready for your questions.
This is Jody at Dakota Radio Group in Pierre.
Go ahead, Jody.
Going back to Friday, I think it was, what information, what demographics for the 2 deaths in Hughes County can you give me, please?
So I'm unable to provide information beyond and name the individual counties for those 2 cases. What we do is we provide on an aggregate level information related to age group and gender on those deaths, but not identifiable at the level of individual deaths due to the potential for identifying a person. So we do maintain that information and hold that information due to confidentiality.
Next
question. Could you share, please, the gender and age range then, please?
No, we do on an aggregate. So the information that's currently out there does include those, but not specifically for those 2.
Mm-hmm. Next question.
This is Morgan.
This is Lisa with the Argus Leader.
I think I heard Morgan, and then we'll go to the Argus Leader.
Thanks. Have you traced any cases back to the July 3rd event at Mount Rushmore where very few people wore masks and there was no social distancing?
So we don't typically comment on individual potential exposures unless there's a concern for individuals to not be identifiable. And so in this instance, you know, we have identified no public notices that need to go out to individuals who may have been at the Mount Rushmore July 3rd fireworks event, as well as other social events over the 4th of July weekend.
And just to
Next
follow
question.
Up to that, have
Go
any
ahead.
Of the cases come out of like any of the cases coming out of Pennington County or any other like Custer or Meade or any of our other like neighboring counties? Have they all like been an unusual amount of cases following that, or do you see any trends that in that way, just following that event?
No, I mean I think you know, what we have typically seen is that. You know, our cases either have some amount of travel out of the state individuals are known close contacts to a confirmed case. And then the remainder, as reflected in the community impact map, are those cases that have been identified with no exposure or potential exposure, and those that we are terming potential community spread. And we've not seen a difference in terms of our overall number of cases related to community spread for Meade, Pennington, or other counties at this time.
Now we'll go to the Argus leader.
Yeah, there's been 13 new cases in Lake County. I'm just wondering if they're all connected to high school students having parties on the 4th of July weekend.
Again, we don't release specific information, you know, about cases or clusters unless there's a public notice that is needed. So, you know, the information, you know, that we have is that, yeah, there are cases that have been occurring in Lake County, but I can't really relay any additional information about those cases at this time.
Next question.
Todd Epp, Gallo.com News.
Go ahead, Todd.
Okay, I'm confused. So the governor says the science on masks is not well defined and that there are scientists, and her folks gave me a couple of names at Stanford University, that they have done some research that shows something that maybe the efficiency or efficacy of masks isn't what it is. And it seems like, though, when Dr. Clayton and the health secretary talk, they're saying you should follow CDC guidelines. So let me just ask it simply. Do you all recommend the wearing of masks? And if so, by whom and when and where?
Todd, this is Kim Olson. I think our website is very clear in terms of relaying the CDC guidance around mask wearing, but it is also true that the science is not unequivocal about mask wearing, and so there are differing opinions. But right now, the consensus from CDC is that mask wearing is appropriate in certain circumstances, and you can look on the website for what those are.
So let me just ask this. So when I go to Walmart to go shopping, should I wear a mask or not? I'm 61 years old, pretty good health. And they don't require I wear a mask. Should I wear a mask when I go to the Southside Walmart in Sioux Falls?
Well, that's going to depend on how close you get to other people and for how long of a period of time. And so those are some of the factors that a person would want to evaluate.
Okay, thanks.
Next question.
You're welcome.
Yeah, JP from KOR News Radio.
Go ahead, JP.
Thank you very much. Say, I've noticed on your South Dakota overview, you display the number of new positive cases. Why not also add the number of new recoveries each day?
I mean, that's a good point and something that we can take under advisement. You know, the number of total is on that as a data point, but I think it's also good to highlight the fact that, you know, we do have individuals who have recovered to the point where they're no longer able to transmit COVID-19. So thank you for the input.
Thank
Next
you.
Question.
This is Stephen Grove.
Go to Stephen Grove.
So on the last call, there was some questions about kind of a discrepancy between the number of tests conducted and the number of people who were tested. I was wondering if you could clarify that, as well as say how many people were tested in June and how many tests were conducted in June.
Yeah, so the federal government has established a 2% goal for SARS-CoV-2 diagnostic testing for every state. So that equates to about 2% of the total population of South Dakota. And the you know, we have gone beyond that 2%, increased to 5%. The individuals that are tests that we would like to see performed within the state. And so when we're talking about that, we are looking at and talking about tests performed rather than at the individual person level. Since an individual may have multiple tests, you know, for various reasons, Physicians are tracking the individual progress of a person with SARS-CoV-2. It might be individuals have new or worsening symptoms, and the clinician is testing them, or it may be using the test-based strategy for release from isolation. So reaching the 5% goal, we do have a focus on working with our partners in the healthcare community, and that making sure that we're able to, test individuals who have COVID symptoms first and foremost, and then working to keep our numbers up so that we can reach that total 5% goal of tests for the state. So I don't have the information offhand right now with the total number for June and where we're at with July, but that is information that will be, again, posted back up to the website soon.
Next question.
Thank you.
This is Lisa with the Argus Leader.
Go ahead.
There's two counties that still haven't had a coronavirus case, and just wondering if you think that's because they really haven't had a case or just they haven't been tested for a case, and are you expecting them to eventually have cases?
I think, we know that SARS coronavirus 2, does not respect boundaries, and so individuals, to think that individuals in those counties have not had, some potential exposures or that they may not have had, illness, I think may be a false way of thinking about it. I think the focus is that individuals, are sometimes tested with very mild symptoms and sometimes they are not, and that is really a question that of how they engage and when they engage related to their symptoms with their primary care physician. So I would say that I do anticipate, that throughout the kind of the history of SARS-CoV-2 within the state of South Dakota that we will see cases in every county and that whether or not there have truly been cases within those counties at this point is really an unknown, an unknowable answer, but I believe that there have been.
So this is Secretary Malsom, right? I would also point out that both of those counties have seen negative test results, so we do know testing is happening. So Harding has had 42 negative results, and Potter has had 203.
Okay. Next question.
Ray from Killaland.
Go ahead, Ray.
So getting back to the test numbers, so what I heard you say is you want the number of tests, percentage of testing each month to equate 5% of the population, not necessarily equate 5% of the population. In other words, if the tests add up, number of tests you do add up to 5% of the population, you've hit your goal, not necessarily that you've tested 5% of the population.
Right. It's the number of tests, not the number of people.
So why do we use we're testing 5% of the population then? I find that confusing.
It's just the metric. It's just the N factor or the metric that the federal government asks states to use. And so as a measure of adequacy from the federal government's perspective, they equated that to testing, completing as many tests as 2% of the population. So it's just a function of the denominator.
And I think, the other side of this is that, it's known that individuals, have the capability of being exposed multiple times, having symptoms that might be compatible with COVID-19 but are not COVID-19. And so those individuals should appropriately be tested. And that on a month-to-month basis, we're not saying that because a person was only tested once previously that they can't be tested again in our numbers to account towards that goal.
We have time for one more question.
Yeah, JP from KORN News Radio again.
Okay.
Thank you very much. Could you give us an update on the testing of the congregate facilities across South Dakota?
JP, I don't have aggregate numbers yet. I can tell you that we have completed four facilities here in the last several days, and we've got two more facilities here scheduled here in the next 2 days, and the schedule is kind of a rolling schedule. I expect this to continue for several weeks now.
Any idea when we would have some of those numbers available?
I'm thinking perhaps next week we will have enough volume to be able to report something that would be meaningful.
Thank you.
All right.
You're welcome.
All right. Thank you all for joining us today, and we will talk to you again on Thursday.